Good evening. My name is Carlos.
Good.
Sir, we just conducted a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and we would like to hear from you about your experience and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. Can you be so kind, sir, share your opinion real quick? In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey, but you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. Sir, the next question, not just for a statistical purpose only, but is what is the zip code of your primary residence? Is it 02124? Can you share your opinion?
No, 02126.
02126. Oh, 26. Okay. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, moving forward. Now, what would you say is, and remember, this is just a study. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence in any way. But what would you say is your gender, male, female, or something else, non-binary, transgender?
Male,
sir. And just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, 60 to 74, or 75 and older?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Your age is 18 to 20 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, 60 to 74.
30 to 44.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving on. Now, would you say, what would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White Caucasian, Black African American, American Indian, Asian, Native American? Hello, sir?
None of the above.
Okay. I also have Hispanic, Latino, Middle Eastern, and North African, or other?
None of the above. Other.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I just ask because in order to move forward, we need to select what might. But what is the highest? Thank you, sir. Now, what is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, the GED, attend college, but high school. Thank you, sir. Okay. And now, the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. And in general, sir, would you say that your physical health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often do you have trouble falling asleep? Never? About once per week?
Never.
A few times a week? Every day? Never?
Never.
And how often, thank you, sir, and how often do you wake up during the sleep and have difficulty falling back to sleep? Never? About once a week? A few times
never.
A week? Every day? Never? Thank you. And how often, thank you, sir, and how often do you wake up and feel exhausted or fatigued? Never? About once per week, a few times a week, every day?
Once a week.
Once a week. Thank you. Now, the next set of questions, sir, are about how you have been feeling as of late during the past weeks. How often have you been bothered by the following? Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all. Some days, more than half of days?
Not at all.
Nearly, not at all. Thank you. And how often have you feel not being able to control your worry? Not at all. Some days, more than half a day, nearly every day.
Say it again. What's the question?
Yeah. Now, how often have you not been able to control worrying? Not at all. Some days, more than half a day, nearly every day.
Every day.
Every day. Okay. Nearly every day. Now, how often have you been feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge? Not at all. Some days.
Not at
half
all.
A day. Not at all. Thank you. And how often having a little interest or pleasure in doing things? Not at all. Some days. More than half a day. Nearly every day.
Say it again.
Yes, sir. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by having little interest or pleasure in doing things? Not at all. Some days, more than half a day.
Not at all.
Nearly every day. Not at all. Thank
not
you, sir.
At all.
Moving on. And I do appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, sir, I'd like to ask you just a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? Substance use disorder, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And an emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder? Girls. No.
No.
And overweight or obesity? Yes or no?
No. No.
And diabetes? Yes or no?
No.
And high blood pressure?
No.
Yes or no? No. Okay. And heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Here's questions about what you think of your community and the relationship that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think is that your neighbors will act if a serious issue develops in your neighborhood, like a rise on a petty crime, the loss of vital service or city services, or a neighbor. Yes, sir. The question is, okay, and how? Here are some questions about what you think of your community and that relationship that people in your community have to each other. Now, for the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think is that your neighbors will act if a serious issue develops in your neighborhood, like a rise on petty crime, the loss of vital civil services, or a neighbor who has fallen to hard times. How likely is that your neighbors will come together to do something about it? Would you say very unlikely? Somewhat unlikely?
Very unlikely. Very unlikely.
Thank you. And have there been social get-togethers like a block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
No.
No? And in the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. And now, sir, I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Now, law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind. Do you strongly disagree with that statement? Somewhat disagree? Neither agree or disagree? Somewhat agree or strongly agree? What's your opinion?
Say it again. What was the question?
Okay. I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Now, the statement says, law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind. Do you strongly disagree with that statement? Somewhat disagree? Neither
strongly
agree or disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, the next statement. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Now, do you strongly disagree with that statement? Somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Understood. During the encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Now, people of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Do you strongly disagree with us? Somewhat disagree? Neither agree or disagree? Somewhat agree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Okay. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals. That's the statement. Now, do you strongly disagree? Somewhat disagree? Neither agree or disagree? Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers. Do you strongly disagree with the statement? Somewhat disagree. Thank you. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if all. Do you strongly agree? Okay. Now, people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups. Do you strongly disagree? Somewhat agree?
Strongly disagree.
Now, law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Do you strongly disagree?
Strongly agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. And again, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me. Now, sir, you can answer these questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement officers ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or no?
Say again, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. You can answer these questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or
no? Yes.
Been physically abused to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
Yes.
Being verbally abused to any of your friends or family members?
Yes
or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Thank you.
Yes.
Now moving on. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now moving on. Have you ever felt that the police stop or follow you just because of your racial background? Yes or no?
Yes. Are there a lot more questions?
We're almost done. Believe me, sir. All these questions are just to help the community and the best improve the treatment of the police officers. And all your answers.
I got you. When you called, I was in the middle of something. That's why.
Okay, so I will speed it up, okay? Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stop or follow them just because of their racial background? Yes or no?
Yes.
We are now in the extent of the nature of your contact with the police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with the police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Sir, have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No. Yes.
And all your answers are completely confidential. Believe me again. This is for the Harvard Kennedy School, not for any law enforcement officer. Now, have you ever been arrested in the past year? Yes or no?
Hold on, quick second.
Yeah,
one second.
Go ahead, you let me know when you're ready. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Yeah, you said arrested in the past year?
In the past year, yes. Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, have you ever been incarcerated or in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Yeah, no.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members have ever been incarcerated or in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. Have you or any of your friends or family members been incarcerated or in jail or prison in the last year? Yes or no?
Say again, sir.
In the last year, have any of your friends or family members have been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, these questions are for respondents who had contact with the police or law enforcement. So you can answer this question yes or no. Okay, sir? Have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abused to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Assume that you are a thief? Yes or no?
Yes.
And follow you for no reason while you were walking or driving? Yes or no?
Yes.
And pull you over for no reason while you were driving? Yes or no?
Yes.
And stop you and search you for no reason?
Yes.
Treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
Yes.
Been physically abused to you?
Yes.
Arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
Thank you. Accuse you of having selling drugs? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Moving on. Again, sir, very kind of you for taking the time. Now, in the past year, how often have the police or law enforcement been verbally abused to you? Would you say it was one or two times in the past year? 3 or 5 times? 6 or 10 times?
11 Never in the past year.
Never in the past year?
Never in the past year.
Okay. In the past year, how often have the police or law enforcement assumed that you are a thief? Would you say one or two times?
No contact.
Never?
No contact okay. with the police for the past year.
I understand, sir, but I'm required to read verbatim, so let me speed it up, okay? In the past year, how often have the police or law enforcement follow you? Would you say one or two times?
Never.
3 or 5? Never?
Never.
Okay. In the past year, how often have the police or law enforcement pull you over for no reason while you were driving?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Okay. And in the past year, how often have the police or law enforcement stop you and search you for no reason in the past year?
Never.
Never? Okay. And in the past year, how often have the police or law enforcement treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
Never.
1 or 2 times? Never? Okay. In the past year? Now, in the past year, how often have the police or law enforcement been physically abused to you? In
Never.
The past year? Never? Okay. And Never. Thinking about the most memorable encounter with the police, sir, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. I try not to talk about the time I was stopped. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Neither agree or disagree? Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Say it again.
In the past, okay, thinking about your most memorable encounter with the police, can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements? I try not to talk about the time I was stopped. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, or neither
strongly agree? Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, okay. And reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as a sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or pounding heart. You strongly agree with that statement?
Sweating. Yeah, somewhat strongly agree.
Strongly agree,
yeah.
Okay. Now, other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police. Now, do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Strongly disagree? Or somewhat disagree? Or neither? Agree or disagree?
Neither.
Okay. My feelings about this incident are kind of numb. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Neither agree or disagree?
Strongly agree. Strongly agree.
I try not to remember and think about this incident. Strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Neither agree or disagree? Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
And remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped. Now, with that statement, strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree, or neither agree or disagree?
Neither.
Okay.
Neither.
And thinking, I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to. Agree or disagree with that statement? Strongly?
Agree.
Agree strongly or so what?
Some would agree, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. Again, I appreciate your patience. Now, please tell me, sir, the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with the police. Because of my previous contact with police, my relationship with my family members are strained. Now, agree or disagree with that statement? Or neither?
Neither. Hold on 1 second, please. Hold
yes,
on.
Sir. Take your time. You let me know when you're ready. I'm still here, okay? Take your time. I'm still here.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's okay, sir. Okay? Now, remember, please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with the police. Now, people have avoided me. Agree or disagree with that statement? No, neither.
Neither.
Okay. I sometimes avoid people because I think they might look down on me. Agree or disagree? Or
neither.
My friends have treated me with more respect. Agree or disagree or neither?
Neither.
I feel like I cannot make any mistakes. Agree or disagree? Or neither?
Neither.
Okay? And people are more uncomfortable around me. Agree or disagree with this thing? Or neither?
Neither.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements that Baha police have impacted you or others you know. I'm less likely to call the police when I need it. Do you agree or disagree or neither with that statement? Agree strongly, somewhat agree. Neither?
Neither.
Okay. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with noticeable law enforcement presence. Agree or disagree?
Say it again.
I feel uncomfortable. Yes, sir. I feel, at the statement says, I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays. Agree? Is strongly or somewhat?
Agree. How much more do you have?
We're at 80%. Just one more minute, because after this, all
I can't do any more, man. I can't do anymore. I got too much going on.
Just three more. Like, the behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law.
Yeah, but it's taken way too long, and I got stuff to do. I'm like in the middle of a training right now, and it's interrupting me. It's 9 o'clock. I'm in the middle of a training, and I stopped the training because I thought it was going to be a minute or two. It's taking a little bit too long.
Can I call you back maybe tomorrow and finish it up? Will that be okay?
Yeah, you can try back tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate you taking that. Believe me again. Okay. And I know you're training, okay?
Right.
Go ahead, sir. Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.